Oi, barkeep.
Yes? What would you like today?
Glass of your finest shochu, if you please.
May I see your money, please?
You want to see my money?
I'm sorry. Do you not recognize me?
I'm afraid not.
I'm the Roman.
You know, the one all the villagers paid their money to hire to stop those mountain bandits from sacking the entire village. That, Ronan?
Literally the only reason you have any customers left.
Or a bar. Or your life.
This is a tavern. We only have cheap sake. But, fine.
One shot of your cheapest sake. But don't water it down.
All right, here you go.
Thank you.
And what do you want, Brett? Never seen a warrior before?
You want to be my apprentice?
I'm sorry. Did I miss something? This is the first time I've even seen you. Why would you want me to take you?
You think I'm cool? That's it? You want to throw away your life here in the village and risk your life to follow a strange lady off to the commune nowhere because she's cool. You're an idiot, kid. You're trying to abandon something way better than what you're asking for. I mean, what would your parents say if you left them?
Oh, I'm sorry. Where did they live?
East of the rice field. Wait a minute. The fight with the bandits spread near there.
Yes, I remember.
I dodged a flaming arrow and it hit a house, which burned down. I heard they found two corpses inside after the fighting.
Oh, gods. I'm so sorry. If only I could have been there.
But that's just it. I couldn't even save your parents. I'm not some hero, kid. I'm not even someone to look up to. I tried. Fat load of good that did for your folks. I saved everyone else. Kid, I'm starting to think that you don't understand who I am or what I do. I'm a mercenary. I get paid to kill those bandits. If you hadn't had enough money, I would have left you all to die. What do you mean you don't believe that? Where the hell do you get off talking like you know me? You've never even met me before. You have no idea who I am, or what I'm like, or what I've done. The only thing you know about me is that I'm the worthless warrior who let your parents die. Why are you clinging to me like this? I seem nice. And I look kind. Stop it. Stop looking at me like that. Stop looking at me with those innocent eyes. I don't deserve this. You know what? Fine. You really want to be my apprentice that badly? Let's see how you do. Come on, kid.
You've asked that 10 times already. We're almost there.
All right, we're here. This is my place. You can stay for the night.
It's not much, I know, but they're letting me stay the night in the side room.
If you're going to be my apprentice, you're going to have to learn to live with me. Now, your first task. Help me undress. Yes, I'm serious. Being my apprentice means serving under me at all times and learning all the skills I practice in my daily life. Including not sleeping in a fucking kimono. Come on, chop chop. Off it goes.
Oh, that feels better already.
There's no feeling in the world quite like preparing to end the day knowing that you're still alive, isn't it? Hmm? What's wrong? Getting second thoughts seeing how many scars I have? Or is it the first time you've ever seen a girl without all her clothes on? My injuries? I didn't get hurt that bad. Oh, these aren't bandages. This is a sarashi. It's a sort of binding on my chest. It keeps everything under control when I'm fighting or otherwise engaged. You know, it keeps my chest stable. Keeps things out of the way. Oh my god, it controls these. My breasts. It'd be real hard to fight with these bouncing around, don't you think? Hell, with tits like these, they might just wind up smacking me in the face. Hey, look at me. You'll never make it as a samurai if you can't even look at your master. Oh man, I was right earlier, wasn't I? You're totally inexperienced with women. You're as red as a dorigate. Do you want to touch them? It's okay. You want to be my apprentice, right? We'd be seeing a lot of each other in that case. Besides, it'll be better for everyone if you get this out of your system now. I'm telling you, it's clear that you want to, so stop hesitating and just... there you go. Put your hands on them. Oh, how do they feel? That's good. I was worried that I had gotten so strong that they might have turned hard somehow. But your fingers are just sinking right in. You're really enjoying yourself, aren't you? Getting this much out of just touching some tits. Fuck, you really are a virgin. You're sucking my tits? Jeez, give me some warning, will you? No need to apologize. You just need to toughen up. You're seriously sucking like a baby. I'm not nursing, you know. If you want some milk that badly, why don't you... Sorry. You can play with my breasts if you want. You can rest your head on my chest. Feel my warmth. You can stay as close to me as you like. And I will. Does that feel good? If you're serious about becoming my apprentice, I'll take care of you. I promise. I'll take care of all your needs. Just like this. I'll protect you. The way I should have protected. Nothing. You're awfully focused for someone so engrossed in tits. And look down there. Is that a bulge I see? Looks painful. You seriously okay leaving that unattended? Because I won't let you. Give me your pants. Now.
For a cheeky little shit, you have quite the member. I don't know if I feel bad for the village girls for taking you from them, or good for sparing them your wrath. But you're lucky. A blushing country girl could never really handle you. Not like this. Feel good? Precocious brats like you should know what happens when you mess with experienced women. Yeah, I said experienced. Does that bother you? You could look up to me back when I was just a ruthless manslayer. But knowing you aren't the first guy I've sucked off is a bridge too far. Good. I was afraid I might have to punish you. Well, punish you more than I'm about to. Enjoying yourself? I hope you weren't planning on just finishing my mouth. My apprentice is gonna need to please me as well. Now get on the bed. I'll do the work tonight. You just focus on trying not to blow before I'm satisfied. Now are you ready? Oh, fuck. It's been way too long. You just feel so good inside of me. I'm going to stop moving, okay? Hold my hips and don't you dare come before me. This feels great. Your cock is kissing my insides. You're so wonderful and so cute, you know that? Your eyes are as wide as bulls. Enjoying watching my tits bounce. You're such a simple boy. This lady looks cool. I want to be her apprentice. This lady looks nice. I trust her. This lady has big boobs. I'm gonna stare at them forever. No, it's not a problem. Having your eyes on me is actually starting to feel really nice. You just grabbed my tits. No, don't apologize and don't stop. Your hands feel so wonderful on them. Keep going. Oh, fuck yes. Fuck. So you do have some fire in you after all. We'll make a man of you just yet. This dick is hammering my insides while you play with my breasts so passionately. Oh yes, play with my tits like that. Fuck, it feels so good. I think I might actually come. You just thrust up into me.
I thought I told you to let me do all the work. Yes, it felt good, but you're about to come, aren't you? It's fine. It's more than fine. I'm right on the edge, too. Let's finish together. Just come for me. Let it go. Thrust into me all you want. Do whatever you want with my tits. And I'll use you the same way. You're my apprentice. And I'm your master. That means we both have a responsibility to each other. Let me take care of you. And accept everything I have to offer. Even my body. Yes, you're close, aren't you? Me too. I'm so close. So fucking close. Fuck, you feel so good. I feel so good. Come for me. Fuck, come inside me. Yes, just like that. Come inside me. Yes. Fuck. Yes. Come with me. Come with me. Just like that. Just like that. Like that. Any thoughts about the apprenticeship? About what comes next? About me? Hey, you can't just snuggle up to me like that. We're master and apprentice, not lovers. Fine, just this once. But you'd better not go getting distracted in my body again. It's important to get a good night's sleep. I'm moving out the first thing in the morning. I don't really have much of a plan short term. First, we just rock the roads, visit each village on the way, and see if they have any paying work. It's carried me this far. If we keep heading east, we'll eventually reach Nagasaki. Place is a real hotbed of intrigue. I expect there will be enough bodyguard work and ad jobs to keep me fed until I can retire. Well, keep us fed now. Because you did it. You convinced me, kid. You're my apprentice now. Now don't go celebrating just yet. All of you have earned yourself are long, hard lessons in fighting from a hard-ass teacher with no money and no future. Do you have any regrets? God damn it, you're cute. Just stay within 3 steps of me at all times. I will always protect you.